Coming up here later in September, something very special and very informative and something that really would be a benefit to your youngster. Lorain County Community College is the location for the free National Teen Defense Driving School. It's about the brakes, B-R-A-K-E-S. And here to talk about that is one of the instructors and a multi-time NHRA Top Fuel Drag Racing Champion, Larry Dixon. Larry, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
No, thank you for having us on. I appreciate that.
So tell me, what was your involvement? How did you get to be an instructor and part of this program?
Great story. I won't make it very long, but I've been friends with Doug Herbert since, gosh, we were in high school, and we literally came up the ranks in NHRA drag racing, through the alcohol dragster classes all the way up to Top Fuel and raced for a lot of years. I knew his sons. He knows my kids, and so I've known him for a long time, been good friends. Hate the reason why he started this course and teen school, but I love that he's doing it. My involvement came from out of a conversation after I signed up my daughter, maybe about a month and a half ago, and she went through, which is the second of my three kids, and we just got talking a little bit, and it just it kind of fit, and I'm really excited about it. It's just trying to help. Help everybody, not only the teens, but everybody else on the road.
And as you mentioned about Doug Herbert, it was the loss of his two sons in a tragic car accident that really prompted him to think maybe these kids really need to get a better understanding of how to operate those tons of vehicles. Talk a little bit about what takes place at a program like this.
Well, a program like that, you get to run through. It's a four-hour course, and a parent, at least one parent or guardian, has to attend as well. We have the teens for 4 hours, but the parents have them for the rest of their lives. So we really need them to come to help drive that message home. But I mean, simple things outside of the car, just hand placement, where you have your hands on the wheel, and mirror adjustment and such. But in the car, we have cars set up with these skid rings, and you literally get to drive a car and simulate like icy road conditions, where a car would slide. Instead of just being spun out, you would actually be able to learn how to steer out of it so you don't spin, either end up off the side of the road to the right or, in the oncoming traffic. Anti-lock brakes, everybody, or most people know that the cars come equipped with anti-lock brakes, but actually don't know how they work. So we put them in a closed course area, there at the college, but get to test out anti-lock brakes and run them through slalom courses, and just being more aware, trying to just ramp up their experience level, so when they get behind the wheel. No different than, the first day that I got my racing license, I was a race car driver, but I wasn't a very experienced one until you get a lot of laps down a racetrack. It's the same thing for the teens. You get a license, but you don't have a lot of experience. So this course, again, like you guys said, it's free to the families. Hopefully that will help them, save them and the people around them.
Larry, any sit-down session before the kids get behind the wheel?
Yeah, absolutely. A brief one, because it really seems like everybody wants to get out there and play, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of statistics that you try to drive a message home. I mean, everybody wants to have fun and enjoy life, but when you get behind the wheel, it really is life or death. And Doug says this when he's speaking to the teens, that through school, getting grades, you can get a C, or a B, and even a D will let you get by. But if you're not A+ behind the wheel, bad things can happen. So you really have to learn to be perfect behind the wheel. Otherwise, bad things can happen. So it's just, creating that sense of awareness and trying to drive some of that, again, that message home. The number one cause of death with teenagers is, you know, in vehicle crashes. So, you know, we're trying to do our part to lower those numbers.
And there's probably some point during that class where either a light bulb comes on or they realize, hey, there's a, either they've understood a technique which they can then apply on the road, or they're realizing now, you know, there's a lot more to this driving than I thought there was going to be.
Absolutely, and one of the one of the courses you go through is a distracted driving course. So yeah, you know, where you're in a controlled environment, but you're also showing them that texting or like Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that, doing things like that while you're behind the wheel it's going to take your eyes off the road. And you know, if you're traveling down the road, I mean, you could be traveling 100 feet per second, so a lot of things can happen. So you really need to stay focused at the job at hand, because that is a job when you're behind the wheel.
Not sure if it applies here or elsewhere, but do kids these days, are they still taught how to drive a stick shift?
I hope so. now when they go through this course, again, it's for teens all the way up to 19 years old, but they have to have some type of training beforehand, because this is an advanced driving course. We provide the vehicles. Kia has been great to provide them for the school, but they've got to have some type of training before they get there, because again, this is an advanced course. When you go through driver's ed, it kind of teaches you basics, but everything that goes on with the brakes course is next level. It's to prepare you to for everything else that can happen.
You mentioned that your daughter went through a course like this. What did she have to say after that, or has she said since then about how this has sort of impacted how she handles the vehicle?
She really had a good time, and I tell you, most of the time it's the parents that are signing them up, or the grandparents, and the teens aren't very excited about. Maybe they have to get up early in the morning because they have four classes during the weekend. Or they're giving up a half a day, and nobody's really excited about it. And then when you get to the course and you get to see that you get to spin cars out and you're brake checking and doing all these things, then all of a sudden they have fun while they're learning. And that's the big deal. And my daughter was no different from that standpoint. You get behind the wheel. It's one thing to go to the Walmart parking lot, and when it's empty, and go out there and do donuts and spin and all that. But the instructors, all the instructors are either law enforcement or stunt or race car drivers, Secret Service as well. So you really have real professionals teaching the teens what to do.
How do we sign up for this? How do we get this is coming up 28th and 29th at Lorain County Community College. They'll have it there on that Saturday. How do we go about signing up for that?
Get on your either your phone or your PC at home and go to putonthebrakes.org. Look at the class schedule and sign up.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing, and welcome aboard as part of this brakes program. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Hope to see you there.
Larry Dixon joining us this morning.